This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
It is finished. One of the final cries of Jesus on the cross is, "It is finished." It is a cry that has forever changed the world. Let us read from John chapter 19, verse 30. It says, "When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished,' and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." What is the meaning of this cry, and what does that have to do with you and me today? The Bible records that Jesus, while suffering for our sins on the cross, uttered 7 words: "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Secondly, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." Third, "Woman, behold your son." Fourth, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Fifthly, "I am thirsty." Sixth is what we will be looking at today: "It is finished." And the last is, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." Each of these words that Jesus spoke are important as we remember his sacrifice on the cross this Good Friday. We will focus on John 19:30, where Jesus said, "It is finished." Before that, let us look at what Jesus had done for him to be able to say that it is finished. Firstly, the sinless life that Jesus lived. Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit and born of Mary, who was a virgin. And even before he was born, it was told by the angel that the one who would be born would be called the Son of the Most High. As he grew up, he faced every temptation that was common to man. The Bible tells us that even though he was tempted in every way, he never sinned. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." And because he lived that life, he is able to sympathize with us in our temptations and is able to deliver us from them. Jesus lived a sinless life for our sake. Secondly, the sufferings that Jesus endured. From a borrowed womb to a borrowed tomb, Jesus had to face the harshness of life both while he lived and as he suffered and died on the cross. He was called all the unwanted names. He was falsely accused. He had no place to call his own, no place to lay his head, no rest. People wanting to use him, abuse him, betray him, deny him, and kill him. Why did the Son of God have to go through this? Why not be born in a palace instead of a stable, the son of a king instead of an unknown and poor carpenter, be called possessed, insane, and a disturber of the peace, and more filthy names? The Bible tells us he went through all this so that he could deliver us, and because he went through sufferings, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Thirdly, the salvation that Jesus accomplished when he said, "It is finished." And that leads us to this one word: "It is finished." In the original language, this is a single word, which is tetelestai. One writer put it this way: it was a word used in different ways in those days. A servant would tell his master, "I have finished the work you gave me." A priest would say of a lamb, "It is without blemish and ready to be sacrificed." That would be described as tetelestai. When a painter or writer finished a work, they would exclaim, "Tetelestai." Jesus was the servant who, in Jesus' own words in John 4:35, was sent to accomplish the work of him who sent him. Jesus was the perfect Lamb of God, without spot or blemish, who was crucified for our sin in our place. And the death of Jesus on the cross finished the work of salvation that God had planned and executed as a master craftsman from ages past. On that Good Friday, Jesus, at about 3 in the afternoon, having accomplished every purpose for which he was sent for, cried in triumph, "Tetelestai," "It is finished." My dear friend, the Lord Jesus came into this world for sinners, and that includes you and me. The Bible tells us we are all sinners and have fallen short of God's glory. We are all born with sin. There is no one who is good enough to go to God and stand before him. That is why God had to make a way for us to come to him. That is why Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born as a helpless baby, grew and lived like everyone else, and yet was without sin. That is the kind of life we should have lived, but we were unable to do it. Jesus lived this life, and where we should have been punished with death, because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, Jesus took the sins of all and died in our place. The Bible also tells us that Jesus did not just stay dead, but rose up from the grave on the third day. Oh, what an amazing thing that is. He conquered sin, defeated death, and because of that, he is able to save us from the wrath of God because he faced it on our behalf. And when we believe in him and trust that he is the Son of God who came into this world, died in my place, and rose again from the dead, that is when I believe that he is my Savior. And that means I am changed for eternity. I can go to God because Jesus made it possible. You can do two things after coming to know the amazing life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You can believe in him and accept him, or you can reject him and go your way. The Bible tells us that to put your trust in Christ leads to eternal life, but to reject him means to face the wrath of God for eternity. I pray that you will choose to trust in Jesus. May the Lord bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.